Hello, and welcome back to another episode of World Issues, hosted by me, Andrea Paz. I'm so glad to see you guys tuning in to this week's episode. Today's episode will be a little different. Instead of me picking a topic, I will be answering a question sent to me by one of you guys. Today we'll be discussing and answering a viewer's question that was sent to us. The question they asked was, how are undocumented workers treated in work environments in the state of California, and what role do they play in this country? I think it is really important for my viewers listening to this to be informed and given as many facts as possible. So today, I will dive in and answer this question as best as I can. Undocumented workers working all around the United States are often looked down on and go through work abuse due to their status in the country. Many face discrimination, not only in work environments, but their personal lives outside work as well. Today, we will be focusing on problems and treatment undocumented workers residing in the state of California face at work. From personal experience as an immigrant of this country, I can say that I myself have been in situations where my bosses have often tried to take advantage of my status or often used it as leverage to get me to do things I was uncomfortable with. I am one of the lucky ones, and I was fortunate enough to have been able to get out of those dangerous situations. But thousands of undocumented immigrants working in the United States may not have the same luck, sadly. From the website of Public Policy Institute of California, it states that nearly 1 in 10 California worker is an undocumented immigrant. Nearly a quarter of the nation's undocumented immigrants reside in California, where they constitute more than 6% of the state's population. California's labor force includes about 1.75 million undocumented immigrants. According to the PRC, this is the second highest statewide concentration of undocumented workers, 9.0% in the U.S. after Nevada, 10.4%. Undocumented immigrants work disproportionately in agriculture, construction, and manufacturing. California has a huge population of undocumented workers, many of them Hispanic and looking for better opportunities. Many people criticize undocumented immigrants as job-stealing aliens who come to this country taking jobs that should be for American citizens. What many people fail to realize is that undocumented workers are unable to obtain jobs, such as becoming teachers, doctors, receptionists, or fast food workers. Undocumented immigrants have to take underpaid and at times dangerous jobs, many of which American citizens would never consider. Another criticism many undocumented workers face is that they are draining the U.S. economy. Many people, including the President of the United States, Donald Trump, have come forward to make this argument. In the 2017 PRI.org article, California's undocumented workers helped the economy grow, but may pay the cost, by Valeria Hamilton, she writes, for the most part, economists disagree. Major studies show immigration as a whole benefits the U.S. economy and that undocumented immigrants have little to no impact on employment levels of native-born workers. There is, however, debate about whether low-skilled immigrant labor puts downward pressure on wages for low-skilled workers, with some studies finding no effect and others finding immigration lower wages for some low-skilled native workers and prior immigrants. In the same article, Hamilton writes, ranch owner Ellen Brokaw said immigrant labor is essential to Ventura County's farm in California. There is no way that we can take care of and pick our crops without immigrant labor, she said. She has advertised widely for U.S.-born workers as part of rules tied to a guest worker program, but they don't seem to want the job. It's hard work and it's not very well paid, she said. Starting pay is $12 to $13 an hour, Sometimes people apply, but almost never do any of them stay. With a gross domestic product worth $2.448 trillion, California has the largest economy in the U.S. and the sixth largest in the world. It's also the state with the most immigrants, more than a quarter of its population. These two facts are not unrelated, but the way immigrants build that economy is more complex than it seems. Undocumented workers in the United States have a long history of mistreatment in workspaces. Many are silent victims, too afraid to speak out in fear of facing deportation and separation from their families. This causes many people in power to take advantage of these workers, at times resulting in underpaying, mistreating, and silencing them. This is the case for the recent California fires, where many undocumented workers suffered horrible and deadly injuries. From the essay, Silent Victims No More, Moral Indignation, and the Potential for Latino Political Mobilization in Defense of Immigrants, by author Raquel E. Aladana, she writes, "The media reports identified at least 50 of the 130 victims of the recent California fires as undocumented immigrants. Some of them suffered severe burns or burned to death. NEA's report labeled this group the unseen victims of California wildfires. Immigrant advocacy groups complained that evacuation orders restricted access to migrant workers, impeding their efforts to assist them. In addition to these imposed physical barriers, workers' distrust in rescue efforts or fear of being fired meant that many chose to stay close to the farms where they worked, without electricity, water supply, or sanitation. And again, much in the same way as described by Johnson about immigrant hurricane victims, these workers could likely be left out of Federal Emergency Management Agency, FEMA. FEMA's relief aid because without papers, they have very limited access to FEMA funds. Mistreatment of immigrants in these California fires was an unfortunate reminiscence of Hurricane Katrina's story. Despite reports that immigrants caught in the fire were too afraid to seek help, the San Diego County Office of Emergency Management called upon 300 U.S. Border Control agents to help with emergency relief. For safety control, Border Patrol agents were directed to watch for looters and monitor neighborhoods affected by the fires. Yet, despite assurance from the federal government that immigration raids would stop, Border Patrol continued to enforce immigration laws during the local relief effort. More than 200 immigrants were apprehended during these fires, reportedly while trying to cross the United States. Many victims of unfair work environments are often too afraid to speak up or leave their dangerous and unfair jobs, as they fear not only being deported, but becoming jobless. Many of the immigrants working in the United States have sacrificed their lives trying to find better opportunities and support for their families, often leading them to the mistreatment and lack of resources to help them leave these situations. Many cases often result in work injuries not being reported or being financially supported for the injuries they obtained while at work, leaving many victims injured and jobless. In the journal essay, Undocumented Immigrants and Workers' Compensation, Rejecting Federal Prepension of the California Workers' Compensation, by Katrina C. Gonzalez, she writes about an undocumented worker and his experience with a work injury, writing, "Jose Rodriguez was a skilled construction worker. While working on a job site, Jose lost his balance and fell off a ramp. He suffered injuries that permanently disabled him, forcing him to stop working. Although Jose's injuries happened at work, his employers refused to pay his medical bills because he had been working in the country illegally. Individuals like Jose account for over 4% of the nation's labor force. Numbering in the millions, these undocumented immigrants work in various low-wage, high-risk occupations. Because of the dangerous workplace condition and employers' frequent labor law violations, thousands of undocumented workers are hurt on the job every year. It is safe to say that although undocumented workers in the United States help the U.S. economy and often do the dirty work, many are mistreated and with nowhere to turn. Dun 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 dun. Dun 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 dun. Although many people will still look down on undocumented workers, it is important to know the important part they play in the U.S. economy and work field. The same people who may look down on undocumented workers may also look down on low-paying jobs such as fast food workers, waitresses, as well as any other non-professional job. Without these jobs, our society would not function the same. Without these workers who work non-professional low-income jobs, documented or undocumented, we would not have the luxuries we are able to indulge in on a daily basis. So to the viewers listening to this episode of World Issues Today, I hope you remember this the next time you go to the grocery store or stop by a drive-thru. Without these workers, you will have no one working the crops, serving your food, picking up your trash, and helping your life be a little less hectic than what it may be now. From the PRI.org article, California's Undocumented Workers Help the Economy Grow, but May Pay the Cost, by Valeria Hamilton, she writes, Betty Yee, California State Controller, said undocumented immigrants' labor is worth more than $180 billion for a year to California's economy. About equal to the 2015 gross domestic product for the entire state of Oklahoma. Labor from the undocumented immigrants is fundamental, not just to agriculture, but to childcare, restaurants, hotels, and construction. So to the viewer that sent in their question tonight, I hope that answers your question on undocumented workers' treatment and the tremendous role that they play here in the United States. And I hope next time you go to the grocery store, you see low-income workers, you take time to appreciate the hard work that goes into each and every job, high or low paid. Until next week's episode, have a wonderful night. Dun 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 dun. Dun 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 dun.